Number three, limit the range of inequality in the income distribution. Now, this is a very simple idea to state. What am I talking about? A minimum income and a maximum income. Complete equality is unfair. Some people don't work, some people are goof-offs, okay. Unlimited inequality is unfair. I mean, people just aren't worth as much as some people think they're worth. The principle, then, is fair limits to the range of inequality. What should be the range within which inequality should be limited? Well, let's be a little bit empirical here. If you look around at the university and the government service and the military, the range of inequality between the top and the bottom is a factor of about 15 or 20. Corporate America has a range of 500 or much more than that, equally, depending on whether, on exactly how you define things. Many industrial nations have a range of inequality, basically, of around 25. Well, hey, couldn't we maybe start out thinking in the United States, limit the range of inequality to, say, a factor of 100? So what if, you know, John McEnroe is 10,000 times better tennis player than I am? That's fine. Let's rejoice. Good for John. But that doesn't mean he could, you know, be 10,000 times as rich as me. Let him only be 500 times or 100 times as rich. Furthermore, I would argue that a sense of community, which is really necessary for democracy, is very hard to maintain across the vast income differences that are current in the United States. If we're separated by a factor of 500 or 1,000 between the rich and the poor, that almost makes the rich and the poor different species. You know, I even sometimes wonder if they can interbreed anymore, but I guess they do.